Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the CCC. I am your co-host, Bo Marchante, and we have some best cast stuff. Tavion, what's up? Sounds like you're in a hurricane, my friend.
You can hear me better, sir.
Tavion McCarthy. Yes, sir. We're here with Tavion McCarthy, the standout from Mercer, who also spent time at Northern Michigan. Kind enough to join us. David Gregory, your agent from Bull Rush, sent me some videos, and he sent me stuff last year with Jake Witt, seventh round to the Colts. So I'm so excited to get you on because you're one of those guys that, you know, when we think about diamonds in the rough, a true small school sleeper, I think you have all those intricate little things that go into the makings to be one of those. So with that said, though, I know you're an athletic kid. You got all the ability in the world. Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the kid with the ball in your hand all the time?
Yes, sir. So starting off when I actually started playing football around 10 years old, and pretty much I started as a running back and a free safety. Played both sides of the field, and I was always one of the fastest kids on the field, but one of the smallest in small stature. So pretty much they always gave me the ball, and I made something happen, and I was blessed with the opportunity ever since then.
And you've taken it this far, and now you've become a 2024 draft prospect. So kind of speaking of you being a running back and free safety, when do you kind of start to trend towards that defensive guy and become the player that we see now and that we plan on seeing at the next level?
Yes, sir. So pretty much just growing up, I was always – I will always say a triple sport athlete. I ran track and I also played soccer as well. But really my main two sports was basketball and football. So growing up as a kid, I was always good at playing defense on the basketball court. And I really love defensive slides. Like, I was always the guy that pressed you full court. And the defensive back is pretty much you're being you're basically playing defense as if it's basketball, but the difference is you could be more handsy and you could be a little bit more aggressive and just the aggression in football in general. So just transitioning as years go by, I started to fall in love with the craft of just being a cornerback and also just a guy that plays man-to-man coverage pretty much the whole entire game. And I've always been a dude that I would rather be the one ball hawking or attacking the ball versus the one that has to do the jump cuts to miss attack. I mean, to miss somebody tackling me. So I fell in love with just the craft defense in general. Just growing up, I always used to be a defensive guy, so I always loved that side.
I love it. So you definitely have that defensive DNA in you. It's not something that was position chosen. I think that's soul chosen in terms of the tenacity that you bring to the table. Now, let me ask you this. Now, you're doing your thing in high school. You go off to Northern Michigan. You end up at Mercer as a grad student. But when did you kind of get the realization, Tavion, that, you know, what you're doing on a Saturday can get you this opportunity to play on Sundays? I mean, do you have great games against great opponents? Are your coaches saying, hey, you know, the scouts are coming through, they're asking about you, or the coaches themselves saying, we see something special? How do you kind of get the confidence? I know you got the self, I guess, the outside noise in a positive way that kind of helps build that confidence.
Yeah, so, you know, just transitioning from high school to college in general, my senior year of high school, my coach always told me my work ethic was just extremely strong. And if I really wanted to work towards a certain goal, you could get a free education and a free scholarship just based off your work ethic alone on top of, like you said, confidence. So pretty much I used that that knowledge and that wisdom from my coach in terms of the work ethic and applied it to my everyday life in college. And then during that time, basically I've always strived for perfection, even though I could never achieve it, but just giving myself the maximum opportunity to be the best I could be on the field. So with that outside noise telling me, like, man, like, you're a terrific player, I love watching you play, it just made me grind harder and do whatever I needed to do to be seen more. And I feel like my work ethic to become a professional allowed me to get that outside look that I'm looking for to be able to play on Sundays. And those are the opportunities that I was able to just be seen by, just off my work ethic and the way I drive in terms of my in terms of practice and in terms of games. I apply every aspect of my life to be better and to become better in terms of my craft. So I feel like those are the main principles that just made me be seen in general, is just the way I apply myself on and off the field.
Well said, well said. Once again, Tavia McCarthy, the standout from Mercer, also played at Northern Michigan, kind enough to take some time and talk about what he brings to this 2024 draft class. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download at your leisure. Now, I was lucky enough, and it's out there for everyone to see, but that 46.2-inch vertical Tavion, that makes the guys at the combine look like they can't jump. That's how impressive that is. I know the numbers. I mean, if you go, you know, I think you go back through the years. I mean, I think Quinn Martin had a 20.44 last year. I could go on and on, but for you, that's exceptional. And all those gifted athletic abilities. Do you think pro day and all that stuff, if it goes as norm, should you just kind of blow the roof off of it?
Yes, sir. First of all, I'll give all the glory to God. It's an amazing gift that I was able to have, just off, like I keep alliterating, just my work ethic. During the time of college, I got a degree in sports science, and I really fell in love with the gym. And I've also been a personal trainer at my recreational facility at the University of Northern Michigan. And the thing was, I always wanted to focus on my explosive drives, my explosive movements. So I would incorporate these certain workouts to make sure that I'm extremely explosive in everything I do. And over the time of just doing it year after year after year, it's allowed me to see numbers that are so unreal. As you stated, like the 46.2 static, I've been doing vertical pad jumps for the course of, I would say, 4 years, and just seeing the transition I've got to from being a guy that just jump a regular 40 to now being able to float in the air and jump a 46.2 with my approaches, like seeing the transition of me going from a 44 3 years ago, to now being able in 2 steps to end up jumping a 50.8-inch vert pad jump. And it all comes from box squats, plyometrics, and also just the fast twitch fibers in my muscles that I'm just continuously practicing over and over again. So in terms of the pro day, I've been doing these workouts and these drills for years and years and years, just because I fell in love with the craft of just wanting to be explosive and wanting to sprint fast and want to jump high. Like, it's always been a rush for me to always want to gain more and more knowledge to do these certain type of combine drills. So in terms of just the pro day in general, I tell myself, man, this is what I was born to do. This is something that God put in my life to be able to be successful at. So that's why I love the opportunity just to be able to go out there and showcase what I'm about.
Excellent. And that 40 time, I mean, that's the coveted number. Where do you think you're going to end up? I mean, worst case scenario, best case scenario, I guess.
Worst case scenario, I would say a low 4.4. Best case scenario, I would say a sub 4.3, like either a 4.29 or a low 4.3. That's my best and my worst right now in terms of what we're training for with my up here in the Upper Peninsula, Dustin Branshaw.
I love it. I love it. And you are, you are muscle built. I mean, you're jacked up. I mean, you might not be a 6'2", 210-pound corner, but, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. you're muscled up. I mean, you're not going to be tossed aside. Kind of take us through what's it like playing against you. I mean, what pops off the tape? These scouts, we've been talking about your athletic gifts, but when they watch you on film, what are they going to fall in love with, Tavion?
What they're going to fall in love with is I'm a very instinctual player. I'm not a guy that just wants to sit around and just do my assignment. I want to do more for the team. I want to be able to, when people look at me on film, they say, that man has a motor that's not going to stop until the whistle is done. And I feel like I've always been that type of player, being on the field, and that's where people fell in love with my game is. If the running back is on the opposite side of the field, I'm trying to get to that opposite side of the field, whether he get a 10-yard gain, 20-yard gain, 30-yard gain. My motor never stops. And then also what they're going to love about me is I'm always accepting challenges. I always loved the fact of corner because you are going against – if you are a true man-to-man, press man corner, you're going against one of the best athletes on that team on the island. And it's you versus him. And it's a game where it's either he's going to win the day or you're going to win the day. My whole entire career, you see that I've always been the guy that we are on the – I'm on the short side of the field guarding somebody man-to-man the whole entire game. And I've loved it since I've been playing football, essentially.
Tavion, I ain't gonna lie, man. I do a lot of shows. I love it when a guy like you comes on. It gets me fired up. Like I said, I'm telling you what, if you make it, you get signed. I'm getting a McCarthy jersey. And people are going to be like, where did,
yes, sir,
did you find that? And I'm like, don't worry about it. I know where it came from. I love it. What's it like lining up against you? It's 3rd and 8, critical down. The offense needs to convert. Are you chatty? Kind of take us through what's it like. If I'm the receiver, what am I dealing with when I look across the field here?
What you're dealing with, I'm an extremely humble guy, but if the situation presents itself where we're both talking and we both want to take it that far, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. But if you got a 3rd and 8 situation against me, I'm giving it all I got. And I'm very aggressive off the line of scrimmage. Those 5 yards, I'm pretty much going to beat you down, make sure you don't get to your spot, and I'm trying to disrupt that timing of the quarterback and trying to disrupt the spacing between the receiver either on my side or on the opposite side. I'm just trying to make it to where I'm a disruptor in the play. So that 3rd and 8, if you come my way, be ready to either see the ball be turned over or a turnover on downs, because I'm coming extremely hard by the grace of God. So,
hey man, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Obviously, that's coming to fruition for you, Tavion. Listen, pleasure having you on. We're almost out of time. I'd love
to
get you back, but, we like to end the program. We call it 3 and out. There are a few lighthearted off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you mentioned your background growing up, soccer, track, basketball, football. So as a young kid, I'm curious, who was your favorite basketball player? Who did you kind of emulate?
Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook. Love him to death. Work ethic is actually love him.
That makes sense. You're talking about, you know, the running backs on the other side of the field, you're going that speaks volumes to kind of backing up what you said. How about this one? It could have been coaches at Mercer or Northern Michigan. What coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you or your teammates got caught doing it, you guys might catch a little hell.
So actually it was my position coach, who's a fantastic man. His name is David Cole. It's actually two things I'll give you: hands on the hips and also walking off the field in terms of breaks. That is an absolute no. He'll tell you to go exactly to the spot where you start walking and you run right off. And if he sees your hands on your hips, he's going to smack them hands off your hips. That was that Mercer.
I love it. Oh, that's great. And then the final one for you, as we approach the 2024 NFL draft, you're going to be a family and friends waiting to hear your name come off the board or find out where you're going to sign afterwards, Tavion. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like them to have made for you as you celebrate this next football journey?
Man, I would love to say my mom. And to be honest, anything she would like to cook, because my mom cooks amazing food. If I was to say something in terms of culture, I would say the natural soul food, chicken, collard greens, mac and cheese, anything that makes me feel at home again.
Well, your mom's on the clock for a soulful meal, and you're on the clock, my friend, for the 2024 NFL Draft. Tavion, you're an absolute pleasure, and best to you as you work through this and get ready for Pro Day, Combine Prep, workouts, and everything that's awaiting you in the upcoming months, my friend.
Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you. Have a blessed day.
You too. Once again, that is Tavion McCarthy, the standout from Mercer, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.